Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You know, I brought up a really important central point at the end of the last hour, and I don't want to rush over it. The father of weather wars and weather weapons coming up in 5 minutes. Take a few calls right now. Ben Livingston coming up with some updates for us, new information. A little more he's willing to talk about because he's so angry about the government not controlling and stopping hurricanes when in the 60s they'd proven they could. But our government, admittedly, the criminals that run it, have killed our own troops, our own citizens, in 3,000-plus chemical and biological tests that they've declassified here in the U.S., including radiating small children, claiming it was an X-ray, and actually killing GIs, small children. I mean, the government's got people that'll put a 2-year-old baby in a radiator and radiate them, in a radiation chamber. Don't believe me? Just type it in Google. A bunch of mainstream articles will pop up. Israel, the U.S. government paid them. They killed 110,000 of their own kids. How do any military, any cops, anybody listening right now, trust this government when all that's declassified? It isn't our government. And it isn't just a shadow government or a part of the government. It is a compartment, but they're the people in control. It's called the head. And, I mean, I rest my case. I don't even have to... What is there to debate here about this? Just the more I think about it, it's crazy. It's crazy. Let's go ahead and talk to Randy in Indiana. Randy, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good, sir.
Hey, talking about the chemtrail, it's kind of freaky, the guy that just called before, because I was helping my grandpa one day. We were out driving around, and it looked like a pizza in the sky. The chemtrails had cut across. Looked like they were all converging on one point. They had crisscrossed. It was quite interesting there.
Let me just add this for people that just joined us. The old condensation trails that form from 20,000 to 50,000 feet or higher, ice crystals disappear in a few minutes max. And then 8 years ago, it all changed. You'll have a jet right beside another jet not leaving a trail. Another jet will leave a trail. In the middle of the summer at 3,000 feet where it's impossible to form ice crystals. And the thing is there 5 hours later. I mean, I've seen it, I've videoed it, and then the government admits that there's some type of weird weather control thing going on. I don't know the full details, but yes, something's going on. But what I do know, again, I will get people to focus on it, is the admitted low-altitude spraying. Here's an example. 2 years ago, all of Oklahoma was sprayed with Subtilis globigi, a bacteria that can kill the old, young, infirm, that causes spontaneous abortions in all mammalian species. Well, type it in, Subtilis globigi, bacteria spread over Oklahoma. Every major town and city sprayed with tons of it. I mean tons, literal tons. Go ahead.
Well, it just all ties in, like, with that, talking about the toll roads you were earlier in the week, how they would cut off small towns. I live in a small town, and I'm stuck in Carlisle Group Hell. My county, the county next to me, about 20,000 people, the two largest industries, are controlled by, directly owned by the Carlisle Group. They control about 5,000 jobs out of those 20. And it all is just this wild cutoff. I feel so much like the proletarians cut off and the government flying over.
Yeah, the serfs.
Exactly. You're just stuck out here, and there is no way
they've
to
openly
escape.
Said it. You won't be able to even get out of the cities without a special pass. And 80%+ of the country will be totally off limits. That has been in Congress. They've had the maps out in Congress. These toll roads are a small part of it.
Well, and you know, there's a couple of topics I had for you there. But like, how do you just wake up some friends to this? Because like, I've got friends, and they just absolutely think I'm nuts.
They're mesmerized.
I know
they're
are.
Totally
I tell
into
them
their...
that. I tell them that.
Well, you know what? They're going to get hit upside the head by reality.
Well, I know, and I tell them that, too. It's like, you know, I hope you're in camp with me, and don't tell me I told you so, you know, somewhere at the FEMA camp. I actually live in a city that
Well, I'll tell you what. Look, I got Ben coming on for about 30 minutes or so. If you want to hold, sounds like you have more to say, Randy. You're welcome. If you got to go, you got to go. You want to stay or go? You going to stay there, Randy?
Yeah, I'll stay
okay,
here.
And then we'll go to Jason and Pat and Dave and many others that are holding later. Got Ben coming up. He just wanted to come on with some updates and... Father of using weather weapons. Very important information. They can stop hurricanes. They can knock them out. They can reduce them massively. Not going to happen. Why? Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hey folks, this is Ted Anderson. You've all heard me on the radio talking about the importance of investing in precious metals. I feel it's time for me to talk about the importance of investing in your health. I was presented with the opportunity to try Tri-Vibes from Tri-Vortex. I was a bit hesitant of the idea of absorbing vitamins by wearing them rather than ingesting them. After conducting one of the tests found at Trivortex.com, I was convinced that the product might actually work. I now wear my Tri-Vibes bands daily, and I'm feeling better than ever. Not only physically, but also mentally. Trivortex also offers amazingly beneficial and beautiful jewelry worn by the women around the office daily. Trivortex is amazing. Don't take my word for it. Try Trivortex yourself and have fun and learn with the test found on Trivortex.com. That's Trivortex.com. Or call my friend Brian at 619-884-1455. That's 619-884-1455.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight. I'm Alex Jones, your host. This is Real Talk Radio, real issues of real significance that actually affect you and your family. You know, I was on the CNN website today, and frankly, I couldn't find much real news. It was about William Shatner selling a kidney stone for $20,000 for charity. And I like William Shatner. I like the charity he gave money to. And still, folks, that shouldn't be one of the top stories. Another top story above, you know, China dumping the dollar and impending war with Iran was some guy had his Corvette stole 27 years ago, and now they found it in a container, and Homeland Security gave it to him, and is going after the people that stole it as terrorists. I mean, that's just that is not news. And I'm sorry, you're not going to hear about Michael Jackson here, some of you out there that like that. You got 100 other stations around you, I'm sure, that do that. You're not going to hear about how dumb Hillary is. We know she's dumb. We know they're all bought off and paid for. We get into the serious nitty-gritty of what's happening. And bottom line, they can massively reduce, and with today's technology, knock out hurricanes. It's totally documented. They don't. The answer is because they want to hand out hundreds of billions of dollars. It's through the central government to their cronies. They don't want a free market, and that's the conclusion Ben Livingston's come to. Now, I got articles up on Infowars.com right now about today's guest, who first went public in a couple of newspapers in the Midland area. and then on the radio here, but Ben Livingston, cloud physicist, has an eye on hurricane control. That was one of the first articles back in September of last year. And then, of course, we have this article, former naval physicist, government can control hurricanes, former vet made it rain during Vietnam. That's an article Steve Watson and Paul Watson put together, and it went into the things he did. Ben, it's good to have you back with us, and for those that don't know who you are, spend a few minutes. I know you don't like to brag on yourself. Frankly, you talk yourself down, but you are the father of using weather weapons. You didn't develop cloud seeding technology. You just first used it in war, and again, Stanford studies, the Pentagon studies, you did flood out the Viet Cong with record rains in the dry season with using nothing. You did fly into typhoons and 200-something mile-an-hour winds long before these people were bragging about flying into hurricanes and high-tech planes. You did have SAM missiles shot at you. You were the head of the Naval acting commander of the Naval Research Laboratory. You did brief President Johnson. You are the father of using weather weapons, and you got the Stanford Research Institute to certify that you guys massively reduced hurricanes, but it was never used. But I want you, in your own words, to give us a synopsis of who Ben Livingston is and why you're going public.
Well, I am what you said I am. I have over 3 years' experience in flying typhoon reconnaissance and research in the Pacific. 2.5 years flying typhoon research and weather modification in the Atlantic Ocean, operating out of the Hurricane Hunter Squadron and from Jacksonville, and I was the National Military Representative on the Storm Fury Advisory Board. I wrote the operations plan for Project Storm Fury, and in that project, of course, our objective was to demonstrate that we could, in fact, reduce the maximum winds in hurricanes. That was a very successful operation, and as you said in your introduction a while ago, it was certified, those operations were certified by Stanford Research Institute, and they had a conclusion, a public conclusion, if you will. And if you don't mind, I'll just read it. Here's what they said about the government.
And I would also, before you do that, add that many of the top recognized top meteorologists in the world have certified that that these systems conclusively work as well, and you have that in your book as well.
Yes, I do have. And I might mention two names here of people who are outstanding meteorologists and scientists that directed Project Storm Fury in its formative years and its successful years. And I think because of their strong feelings about how successful it was, which did not fit in the mainstream of some of the other scientists, they were actually purged from the system. But these two scientists, one of them, Dr. Joanne Simpson, had been recognized as the top tropical meteorologist in the world in the 21st century. That is quite a title, quite a recognition. But those two people, she and her husband, started this program and operated it for years and helped develop the techniques and materials and so forth that are needed to reduce the damages from hurricanes. But some of the scientists involved in the program at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration weren't ready to accept cloud seeding of hurricanes or seeding of hurricanes as a practical operation.
Why don't you go ahead and go back, though? I interrupted you, and read that particular part where that Stanford Research Institute reported on with what you did off the East Coast.
Okay. Well, here's what the Stanford Research Institute had to say. Quote, they may have to accept responsibility for not seeding and thereby exposing the public to higher probabilities of severe storm damage and possible higher death tolls. We claim they should consider seeding now if a big hurricane comes straight from Miami. And that was in 1970.
And I've read your book. It just goes on and on. And I've been there with you in the hotel room with the stacks of documents out of your briefcase, and I've gone and personally researched them myself. But we talked last time, and you called up and said you wanted to come back on because you're getting even more angry about what's happening. Let's specifically talk about, just briefly, Ben. I mean, you said it yourself without me even prompting it, and that's what was in my heart and in my mind. They want to hand out $200 billion from Katrina. They want it to be really bad because that brings political control over who gets that money. I mean, $200 billion, folks, that's more than all the money spent and taxed in Texas in a couple of years, or in California. I mean, we're talking about, the entire Pentagon budget is $600 billion. We're talking about a lot of money handed out to a lot of cronies and a lot of friends, to Halliburton and others. And, there they are in the Stanford Research Institute. Saying that this is the real deal, and look, for those that don't know, you've gone over this before. First, talk about that, and then I want to get into the fact, Ben, that we'll cover the second point in a second. Go ahead and cover that first one about why, in your gut, you think they don't want to allow this to be used now to substantively weaken these hurricanes.
Well, some months ago, it was in my mind that the senators and even their president may not know the real facts or truth of what went on in Project Storm Fury and results we got. So to counter that, I sent a letter to each of the 100 senators and a separate letter to the President of the United States, in which I gave him the facts of Project Storm Fury and some other thoughts on how the technology needed to be used or could be used and who could use it and apply it. I got, from those 100 senators, I got a reply from 6 of them. 2 of the 6 just said they wouldn't really want to talk to me because I'm not one of their constituents. One of them, Senator Trent Lott, advised the chairman of a subcommittee that he thought this should be looked into, and that was the only substantive letter I received from the 100 senators on this situation. So I then came to the conclusion, the absolute conclusion, that the senators and even the president just may not give a darn. Just let it go ahead and blow everybody away. The insurance industries, the energy industries, some of the major building companies and so forth stand to make and do make a lot of money from these storms.
Now, contrary to popular belief, insurance companies just jack up prices even more than they need to, and they get government bailouts, and they end up actually making money out of these type of events. And then certainly the construction industries and the cronies and the rest of them. And then now that's becoming even clearer, but I want to be specific. A lot of idiots say drop a nuke on a hurricane. That really wouldn't do anything. In fact, research shows, as you said, that might even make it stronger. It's simple. Talk about those engines that are those cells that are in the hurricane, and all you've got to do is go in and target with planes those energy cells in the main right front quadrant. Explain how these things work.
Well, of course, a hurricane is composed of several major engines. You just referred to them, the engines, which are extremely big cloud formations that are more or less independent until they come together or are blown together, and they become an engine. Any engine, if you destroy a cylinder in it, becomes less efficient. That's the theory, and the actual application of the cloud seeding material to these individual cells in a very restricted right front quadrant of a hurricane reduces the wind velocity of that storm, or in other words, it effectively reduces the effectiveness of the cylinders in that storm.
Now, you said you conclusively showed 30-40% reductions of that level. I mean, you take a storm down from 130 miles an hour to even 100 miles an hour, it's that 100 to 130 where most of the death and destruction is caused.
Yes, well, I believe Dr. Mike Garstang said it best in that one of those Senate hearings. And he said he told the senators that some of the research that emerged from Project Storm Fury indicated that cloud seeding could reduce a hurricane strength by as much as 15%, which mathematically means reducing the storm's destructive power exponentially.
Stay there. We'll be right back. Talk about the Senate hearings.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of the counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that there's a secret group that has been trying to destroy all ordered government, eliminate private property, abolish inheritance, rid the nation of patriotism and the family, abolish religion, and establish a world government? We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening and more about Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just call for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine. It's free. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes the history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Is black magic performed daily right in plain view on television, in movies, and in America's leading newspapers and magazines? I'm Tex Mars. My newest book, Codex Magica, is a real eye-opener. 624 pages, over 1,000 photographs. Codex Magica shows the world's leading celebrities, from movie stars and presidents to bankers and senators, caught in the act. Discover the true secret signs of the Illuminati, their mysterious symbols, their hidden language. Encyclopedic, documented, Codex Magica unmasks a conspiracy of immense evil. Please order your personal copy of Codex Magica on the internet at powerofprophecy.com or simply phone toll-free 1-800-234-9673. That's 1-800-234-9673.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
So now Ben Livingston, who'd been out of politics and government for a long time, advised the president, been on the national board, been over entire military research facilities, some of the largest in the country. He's now been researching and investigating and reading the legislation that's being introduced by Cabe Baby from out here in Texas, one of our senators, along with Cornyn. And then now he's read some of the hearings that I didn't even know about. There's so much going on last year where this very stuff's being brought up. Now we know they do know. They're not just ignorant. Ben, please continue.
Well, I was just quoting from the senatorial hearings and statement made by Mike Garstang, who is a PhD meteorologist, But Garstang also said that newer computer models also show how hurricanes can be controlled. These models are focusing on the very small effects that might have quite drastic consequences on a hurricane.
And then again, for those that missed it, we're posting it on InfoWars.com back on the main page. It's on the site. Tell people the particular date of those hearings.
Those hearings, are the report was made on December the 8th, 2005. And
that was in the Senate hearings.
Yeah, it was the Senate hearings, www.foxnews.com.
Unbelievable.
Okay. Yeah, it's unbelievable. The content of these hearings is absolutely unbelievable.
You know, what's interesting is I had you on the air a few months before this, and we're talking about it, and then I missed it. We never heard that they had hearings, and we're basically saying what we said, but still nothing's going to be done.
That's right. But, you know, in these hearings, this Senator DeMint said, this is a fascinating subject to me, and the idea that we can actually impact weather is exciting and, I guess, frightening in some ways. And that's what Senator DeMint said, and he was the chair of this committee.
You know, I think it's safe to say, Ben, you going public earlier last year and then later in the year, are we talking about it, and you going on Coast to Coast AM, I think that spurred them to have these hearings.
Well, I hope it did, because something desperate needs to be done. But he also went on to say that during these November hearings on a bill that could start up federal weather modification research project, that project was started and funded first in 1954 and continued unabated through last year.
When did you first get involved in that project?
I first got involved in the project officially in 1963, when I was advised by the Navy personnel people that I would be going to a hurricane hunter squadron, if you will, the next year, which was 1964.
Then you began testing the technologies that you then used against the Vietnamese, the communists. Just briefly talk about that, because you know they have History Channel specials and Weather Channel specials about, you know, 8 feet of water and flooding them in the dry season and the cloud seeding. But you were the guy up there doing it and training the other crews how to do it.
Yes, sir. Well, during the first season, the first fall season, we were there. Essentially at the end of the monsoon with the intent and purpose of extending the rainfall for another month or two at the end of the monsoon season. So I was the only person doing that flying during that year. It was a highly classified project, if you will. But it was also during the first 13, 14 days of that project that the Joint Chiefs of Staff took up the subject of using weather control as a weapon system. And in November of the same year, I was asked to report back to the President of the United States on the outcome of the cloud seeding events in Vietnam.
And you did that in person.
I went there in person, and the reason this project was effective was that we used onboard aircraft instrumentation to sample each cloud before I did anything with it.
Before and after, so you had the scientific data right there.
Yeah, that's right. I didn't need a cloud model. I couldn't use a cloud model because there were none.
And this was active, pure research.
Yeah, this was the pure research. I had a good knowledge, if you will, of the physics of most clouds, of kind of how they work. And I'd spent many years, if you will, inside clouds, taking data, studying them, and so forth. But in Vietnam, where I had to apply this knowledge, I didn't have anything besides some simple onboard aircraft instruments in which I could determine if a cloud needed to be seeded to make it rain or if it should be left alone. This sort of thing.
You also took photos out of the gun camera of the little bitty cloud that you then built into a giant thunderhead that then turned into a huge storm that totally knocked out the enemy Ho Chi Minh Trail. Stay there, Ben. I want to come back and do a few more minutes and talk about the Senate hearings, talk about what we can do. And then your calls are coming up and a ton of other news items.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In the past few years, millions of Americans have made the switch to natural products. Herbs, minerals, vitamins, and essential oils are now being recognized as the safest and most effective products in the quest for good health. Introducing Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste. Vitamir's created unique and natural patented formulas that set them apart from any other oral hygiene products. The folks at Vitamir have blended zinc, folic acid, myrrh, and clove oil into gentle but effective products that freshen your breath and fight gum disease. Good health starts in your mouth, and regular use of Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash is a powerful frontline of defense against gingivitis, bleeding gums, and folks with braces or dentures will love that clean, fresh, just from the dentist office feeling. And once you've tried Vitamir, you just may find that no other toothpaste or mouthwash will do. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste today. You'll be glad you did, and so will that special someone in your life. Call 877-817-9829 to order Vitamir oral hygiene products today. Try Vitamir, and you'll feel that squeaky clean sensation others just talk about.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
You need your cup of coffee each morning, right? But you're not sure if it's right for your health. Now there's Gano Coffee. Gano Coffee is the new low-acid, low-caffeine, naturally healthy coffee. What makes Gano Coffee special is the secret ingredient Ganoderma, a concentration of red reishi mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. 2 to 3 packets of Gano Coffee can replace a whole pot of coffee. All-natural Gano Coffee tastes great and is a smart alternative for optimal health and longevity. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and to meet the demands of a busy day the natural and healthy way. Sample Gano Coffee for yourself for only the cost of shipping and handling. Try Gano Coffee today. Visit www.coffeeontheair.com. That's coffeeontheair.com. Or call 866-271-3653. That's 866-271-3653. Call now.
My friends, my new video, The Order of Death, is out. You've heard about Skull and Bones, you've heard about Bohemian Grove. See them exposed. We have new footage inside the Bohemian Grove where many of our world leaders meet. We have the idol, the effigy they burn, all the bizarre stuff they're involved in, how it ties into the Ku Klux Klan and other unsavory groups, how it ties into Hitler. This stuff is real. The elite and the occult is real, and it's all documented in my new film, The Order of Death. And when you get The Order of Death absolutely free with it, comes the updated Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, my original film when I first infiltrated back in July 15th of 2000. Now, this July 15th, 2005, one of the employees shot video and got us information, and he was in there for several years. So wait till you see what is in The Order of Death. It's an amazing film, very professionally produced. You need to have it. Go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order off the secure online shopping cart. We also have a deal that when you get that new film on DVD or VHS, you get a big discount on it when you get Codex Magica with it and a substantive discount on that 600-plus page book that has over 1,000 photos and documents showing the elite flashing their gang member signs, their little hidden codes, all of it. It is such an important thing for you to realize and know what's going on. And it's all proven. It's all demonstrated. You need to get the Codex Magica Order of Death special. Also, 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, detailing what happened on 9/11 and the police state ensuing. My new film, Martial Law. These are all videos you need to have. So go to InfoWars.com to order.
or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or don't forget PrisonPlanet.tv, where for 15 cents a day, you can get a monthly subscription, see all my films, my weekly TV reports, my special reports of people like Ben Livingston, trips to England, trips to Crawford, Texas, covering that. We do interviews in studio at least once a week and put those up on the web. It's just such an important website, such an important site for the members, PrisonPlanet.tv. It's also a great activist site because you can go download the videos, burn them on DVD, dump them to VHS, give them to people, put them on local cable access television, have an effect, engage in the info war, defend America, defend the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, and it all starts at PrisonPlanet.tv. And, of course, you can always write to me via snail mail at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Let me just add a little program note here. No matter how much I say this, it doesn't seem to matter. I do not have an office at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. There is a locked mail drop-off there that the post office drops into, and I've been using it now for about 10 years. I had an office down the street that was private because it was so small. And because, frankly, I can't have 50 people a day coming into my office, or I won't get any work done. Now I've gotten a bigger office. I'm going to put a bookstore in the front of it, I think. Sometimes I think I don't want a bunch of crowds here, but I also like seeing people. It's just I'm busy working all the time. You can't come to my office right now, folks, because we don't have couches or bookshelves or the cash register up front right now. We're busy in the back making films and doing radio shows and my studio's here. And, you know, there's like 10 people a day coming by that other office, and I don't have an office there. I have a mail drop, and they go into the office and go, I want to see Alex Jones. And they go, Alex Jones isn't here. Yeah, he is. And then they drag people up from there, and it's really become a problem. And I've told people this, and I have I guess that they just don't care. Or it just doesn't matter, or they're not listening to the show. And I'll tell you, folks, I'm not trying to be mean about it. I know most of you are great folks and care less about coming into my office, and that's kind of how I like it. But we're going to have a bookstore here, and you'll all be welcome to come into it. But I can't, like, say, here's an example, the TV studio I'm doing every week. It's not like a conventional TV studio with a fence around it and everything's locked up and I drive in and go into a TV show. No, you can walk right in, right up to the control room where I'm at. And I've had people just open the door and I'm live on TV. When I forget to lock it, hey, Alex, how you doing? Just scrolling right on in. It's just there's some type of disconnect with reality on this. And there, I've said it, and I'm going to shut up now. I'm not whining about it that I'm being bothered so much. I'm not into that. It's just that it's really become an irritation. And there I've said it. It'd be like if you were at work and I just showed up and said, hey, what you doing there? You know, all the time I get all these great people. They email me, business leaders, you know, even really nice, famous folks in some cases, who themselves ought to know. It's like, hey, go to lunch with me. Well, I can't do it. Well, why not? Well, I'm on the radio at lunch. Well, come to dinner with me. Well, I'm working at dinner. Well, come to, and then they get mad at you. Or I get a letter. You didn't respond to my last letter. And sure enough, I'd read the letter. It takes hours every day to read all the mail, but I'd do it. And or reading the email, well, you didn't respond to me. I hate you now. Jeb Bush sent me an email back. Remember one time I had a caller to the show? You don't respond to my emails, but Jeb Bush sent me an email back. Yeah, an auto respond, and the caller said, no, it was personal. Maybe from a... What I'm getting at here is I know most of you don't care, and I love you to death, but some people get mad that I don't respond to every phone call. I don't respond to every letter. I don't respond to every... I can't, folks. If I had 50 employees, I couldn't. And I don't. I got 8 employees total. And we're working. Believe me, folks. I was, you know... I mean, tonight I'll be on Coast to Coast AM till 4 a.m. Actually, till 5 a.m. I'll be up in 3 hours getting ready for this radio show tomorrow. And I'm not tooting my horn saying I'm great. It's just that every day I get calls. You need to make a film about this. You need to interview me about that. It's just you need to do this. You need to do that. Folks, believe me, I think some of you out there need to do a little bit more. Okay, now I've done my little 3-minute rant, and I apologize to Ben Livingston for having to hear that. Your calls are coming up. Ben, I was going over some pet peeves there that I've never really talked about on air. I probably shouldn't have done it, but so what? We're all having fun here. Ben, it's got to be refreshing, though, to at least see the things you said now being talked about in Senate hearings and being discussed on Fox television.
Ben had to take his... Mr. Jones?
Yes.
This is Ben's son?
Yes.
He's coming back to the phone right now. He had to go visit the restroom.
I understand that.
But here he is right now. Hey, sorry about that.
Oh, that. Hey, this long-winded Austinite's blabbering. You need to go relieve yourself.
Well, I thought, well, he'd be through in a second, and I'll just wait.
Hey, that's fine. Ben, it's got to feel good to now at least see the Senate talking about it, Fox News talking about it, a new bill to create a national weather control program.
Mm-hmm. Well, I do. And I think it's interesting to note what Wesley Denton, who is Senator DeMint's aide, said, quote, "This plan deserves further consideration, but at a time of serious deficits, we must delay committing additional funds to this project until we have more time to consider its merits." They must realize that inaction or failure to accept an offer from competent civilian people with appropriate equipment, materials, and so forth, what would represent an investment of about 100,000 to one in one quarter of a year had they accepted our plan last year. We wouldn't have had the dam around New Orleans failing. We wouldn't have that $20 to $100 billion deficit staring us in the face.
Oh, they're saying total cost is going to be $200 billion.
Well, okay, but you see, but I would like to ask the question, if they aren't going to try to do something physically about the problem, why are they building it back?
Well, let me just stop you right there. You know, you talk about how they said that they need to study it and look at it for another decade or so. As you said, it was already demonstrated, certified, documented to work in the late 1960s.
Yes, that's right. And in my letter that I sent to senators this year, I actually sent them a proposal to do this work for the fiscal year 2006. Because we have no guarantees it's not going to happen again. And that's where I come up with the numbers of 100,000 to 1.
Well, as a weatherman, what do you make of a tropical storm in the Atlantic going into the North Atlantic right now, or the Mid-Atlantic? What do you make of tropical depressions forming right now in the Caribbean? I mean, that's not in modern history, is it?
Oh, I don't know what's been reported in the past and what's being reported now that the satellites uncover. But there are some physical things in the Atlantic Ocean that keep hurricanes from coming to the U.S. coast, and they don't exist in the wintertime. So I think it's really of no concern. But one of the things that I'm really concerned about is, why have we not tried to prevent or reduce the effects of a hurricane in the first few days of
origination? Let me ask you this question. Is it better to knock one out when it's first forming or before it forms, when you see a tropical storm getting rotation, or is it better to wait till it comes in close to the coast and then hit it hard?
Well, see, I think the answer to that question would be, and we have no experience with this, to reduce the damage of the thing or the velocity of the hurricane before it ever gets close to the U.S. coast. Otherwise, all of the work that we would do as physical interluders to a hurricane, all that work would take place within 300 miles of the coastline.
What were you allowed to do when you knocked out those hurricanes that were off the East Coast, off Georgia and South Carolina? Where were those specifically? I've seen all the documents, but they're not in front of me.
Well, if you're talking about the Storm Fury hurricanes,
yes,
all those experiments took place far enough off the coast to ensure that whatever results occurred from the experiments didn't come ashore and cause problems.
Because so, you didn't know, I mean, you thought you knew what would happen from past experience with clouds, but you weren't sure, so to be safe, you did it. I mean, it's kind of like testing A-bombs out in Nevada. You do it out
right
where there's nobody around.
That's exactly right. And whether or not that was necessary, I don't know. But it was certainly prudent to not push your luck on it. And so we did those things way off the coast, if you will, 800 miles or so.
And according to the reports I've read, the declassified ones and the public reports, I mean, it worked like a charm. You knocked those suckers down massively.
Well, we knocked them down by about an average of about 25% in wind velocity, which is between a reduction of 40 and 60% of damage reduction. So if you take any big storm and reduce its damage potential by 40 or 50%, it's not really all that terrible anymore. Maybe
now
maybe
going
a lot
from
of rain,
memory on
not,
this, don't the
me?
New don't the new planes carry? Did you say 500 or 800 times what the old planes?
Well,
carry?
The airplanes that we use now, we use the Lear 25 and aircraft of that type, but they will carry 408 cloud seeding flares compared to the 52 that we used to carry during the hurricane experiments in the mid 60s. So that's about 800% increase in the cloud seeding capacity of each aircraft.
Now, to be specific, you actually are a meteorologist, one of a whole team with one of the biggest weather modification companies in the U.S., and you advise them, but you guys have giant clients, some of the biggest resorts in Canada, and some of the biggest resorts, I believe I was reading in the newspaper, out there in Colorado. I mean, big business knows. I mean, we got the big Jeep National International Ski Championship coming up here to Canada. We got to hire Weather Control Link to get up here and you know, make sure we get lots of snow and then clear skies. The Russians hire it out for $1.5 million. I mean, this is a public secret. I mean, anybody who wants to know knows it's there. The government acts like they just discovered it.
Well, it is a shame because the company that I've affiliated with has been doing this this kind of weather control for the Canadian government for 10 years.
Can you talk about South Korea? When I had you on last year, you couldn't talk about South Korea and the deal you guys might do with them.
Well, that is still in the wind. That's still in the making. If we don't do something that takes up or makes work for our company in this project, we will probably be in South Korea this summer. But it takes some time and effort to prepare for a season of hurricane.
But the point is the secret's out. Now they're talking about it in the Senate a lot more, and the solution is get the word out and tell everybody. And we got links to some of the websites you're affiliated with and the groups and the news articles and bills that you've been talking about, Ben. And anytime you want to talk about anything, you be sure and call my office, my friend, and we'll have you on the broadcast. You had a chance to see the little 35-minute TV production I did with our interviews here in Austin. Let me ask you on air, did you like that production?
I thought that production was excellent. It gave us a chance to take our time and explore the ramifications of some of the stuff, the statements we made.
Well, I'm going to beef it up and have a part two that'll be in a documentary that should be out in about 3 or 4 months.
Okay.
And so I'll be sure and get you a copy of that, Ben. Anything else you want to say in closing?
Yeah, I would like to say in closing, and this will take a couple of minutes, of what we ought to do. I think the president should come out immediately and make a statement to the nation of his strong indications that hurricane damage reduction procedures work or practices work. Number two, he ought to announce his intentions to let the science and technology developed by corporate America demonstrate their performance in 2006. And number three, he ought to contract a company that's identified in a letter to him and to all the senators, contract a qualified company and their civilian scientists to do this work. And number four, I think they ought to take responsibility for hurricane control out of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. And here's what it would do. It would fulfill the president and the senators' Christian obligation to help others when it's possible.
But Ben, you said it yourself, then they couldn't hand out $200 million in little goody goods to all their friends.
Yeah, I think they might prefer to hand out $200 billion to select people than to hand out $25 or $30 million to some company that could reduce that damage by 30, 40%.
Now, you've done unofficial studies, and I've seen some other ones, for a paltry sum, I mean, what, $100 million a year, you could have basic total weather control over the U.S.?
Over $100 million a year, you'd have some left over.
Ben Livingston, I want to thank you so much for coming on with us. God bless.
Okay, thank you very much.
Take care. Folks, this is demonstrated, documented, old technology. And of course, look, Ben, they won't let him into the loop for a long time. They've got advanced weather control technologies. But instead of arguing that, instead of arguing that clearly they manipulated those hurricanes, and other meteorologists said it, you could see it going on. They did things hurricanes have never done. Instead of even arguing that, I'll just go get you somebody who's the father of an old technology that works 110% of the time. Certified to work, totally works. Senate, you heard us reading Senate documents last year. They admit it works. And they're not going to stop it because they don't want to keep this country safe. You understand, they make money off of terrorism. They make money off of hurricanes. They make money off disasters, which can centralize things, and then they decide who it goes to. And so that's why we had Ben Livingston back on. And he said a lot more this time than he said on air before. And if you can only hear the stuff he says off air. But again, I mean, the guy's, you know, had the top security clearances and a lot of things. He's still just, even though a lot of it's declassified, he's in the habit of not talking about it. But just another example. So I'm not going to debate fancy, you know, 21st century Buck Rogers stuff. Yeah, it's here. It's going on. Let's just talk about what's patently admitted. Okay? On the record. And they're going to let people die again next year. They're going to let your house get destroyed next year because they love it. They love it.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the document of truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law, 1-888-253-3139, or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I know we got loaded phones. We'll keep Dr. Breeding off about until 8 minutes after in the next hour, so I can take some calls now and take some of that next little five-minute segment. And talking about forced psychological testing, forced drugging. This is the Sovietization of America. That's coming up in the next hour with a new freedom initiative moving forward. Right now, let's go back to Randy in Indiana. He wanted to talk about the brainwashing locally in his neighborhood and how he feels like the globalists just, you know, fly over us. We're here in flyover country, and how they want the toll roads to lock everything down and track and trace us, and how the Carlyle Group's the biggest employer in his area. And what's like.
Alex, you hit it all right on the head, and just listening to you and the doctor, it reminds me of a lot, too. I spent many years in broadcasting, 5 years as a television weatherman in Arkansas. And
oh, I didn't know that. We had you on hold from earlier.
Yeah, I know. I was laughing about it because the other day when you had Tex Mars on, the guy who filmed the Freemason talk at the lodge was on the phone, too. And it's just amazing how everybody's waking up and coming together a little bit.
Yeah, we're talking about Freemasonry and how low-level ones aren't aware of what's happening. High-level is controlled. And then I start talking about the guy who'd gone in and videotaped a Freemason meeting. We put it on the website. And then, boom, I go to the first caller, and it's him, yeah. A guy who'd called, like, once before.
Yeah, and like me with the guy with the weather, because it's just amazing. I'm trying to think, when I saw those chemtrails I was telling you about, there in southern Indiana, they had a tornado outbreak right there before Christmas time damaged a lot there.
So what people don't know is they're not going to fix the hurricanes because they're not going to admit they've got it because they are weather modding right now.
It's pretty amazing what's going on, but just feeling like the flowers. I'm in southern Illinois, but I'm right next to Indiana. But the Cindy Sheehan thing going on with her, I know she's being used now by everybody, but What's difficult in the area I live in, a boy from my town was killed in the same battle. And his mother, of course, is pro-war and we're doing the right thing and all that. So, see, I'm kind of stuck in this.
Well, see, she can't admit to herself that it was a needless sacrifice for a bunch of crooks. A lot of mothers are going to go the other way and say, how dare you say my son died in vain? And I'm not taking away from that these young men think they're fighting for good and that they are good people.
Oh, I know.
It's just that the war is based on lies and is a fraud and is unjust, and that isn't going to change. I mean, it, quote, doesn't let our troops down to get them out of there. It's, you know, it's like if they've thrown five people off a cliff. Well, we got to throw another 100 off because we can't let those first five down.
I did some simple mathematics just the other day when I saw a report a couple months ago in the newspaper. And I was telling the people at work about it, and they just had a hard time believing it. But it's like, you know, because I've been called a few names here.
Okay,
in my
give me the numbers. Give me the numbers.
Well, just reading about the soldiers that come back that are going to have something wrong with their mind, the post-traumatic stress syndrome. Then I factored in the number killed, the number wounded, and it was like, with the number over there, you've got like a 1 in 2 shot of coming back with something wrong.
And by the way, the Pentagon now for the last decade or more has been sending anybody who has post-traumatic stress disorder into a database, and now they're denying veterans the right to own guns. Thanks for the call. And by the way, about 1 in 3 got post-traumatic stress or just burnout, shutdown, battle fatigue, shell shock in Vietnam. Now over half are going to get it because in World War II in Vietnam, they only made you serve one tour, 11 months. Now, there are people over there going into their fourth tour now. 3 years they've been over there, and a year in the buildup. There are people going into their fourth terms now, fourth tours. And, I mean, a lot of them, it is every day they raid 20 houses. Imagine the SWAT team having to do 20 raids a day. I mean, this would burn anybody out. And it's always the big macho guys, I can just keep going forever. Because I'm one of them. Believe me, you can't keep going forever, folks. This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.